This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. And we're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Samach Vav, Sif Beis. I want to just read quickly Sif Katan Yud Beis on Sif Aleph, because the Mishnah Berurah is going in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that if you're even allowed to interrupt in the middle of a pasuk to be meishiv shalom la'adam nechbad, except for the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, that you should not be mafsik at all. The Mishnah Berurah says it's mashma even kaddish kedush and baruch hu, you should not be mafsik. But then he says efshir de'ima kriya hayal achar shalosh shoyes. It could be if the kriya was after 3 hours to rak kakor b'toira, that it's only kakor b'toira, you have to be mafsik. After 3 hours, the recitation of Shema is only Kikari B'Tayra. We had that Svara earlier, when the Dershu quoted Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, that even though when you come into a shul and the Tzibur is saying Shema, you have to say Shema with them, but not if they're saying it after the Zman, because that's not considered Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim. Here also we see that after the Zman, you could be Mafsik. We had a Shaila, whether if you say Krishna after the Zman, if you should think you're being Mekaba Omach HaShemayim. Yesterday Rabbi Yeager brought up that the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere quotes Lavush, that if you miss the Zman Krishna, you should still say Shema in order to be Mekaba Omach HaShemayim. So that implies that after the Zman, even though you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're still Mekaba, you're Mekayim the Inyan of Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim. Unless that's only if you didn't say it yet, so you have to at least be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim. Here, you already said it, so then your Kriya is not a Kriya of Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim. Lamaisa, the Lashon of the Gemara is, when you say Shema after this man, it's Kakar B'Torah. That implies, you know, you sort of lose the Inyan of Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim. I'm not sure. Bottom line is, do you need to think that you're Mekabel the Omach HaShemayim when you're saying Shema after the Zman, or let's say Friday night? Again, the Mishnah Berurah is sort of mesupik. He says the Efshar. You know, he's not definitive that it's completely Kakar B'Tayra. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Imloi, Allah Shavei is going to kill you, V'dina Yehu K'moi B'Tfila K'mam Sim Kovdad. Okay, we're now up to Siv Beis. Im Shachach L'Aniach Tzitzis Tfilin. Let's say you forgot to put on Tzitzis and Tfilin. You could interrupt between the prakim and put them on. You could even make a bracha. Some say you should not make a bracha until after talis. That's the minig legabe talis, that we don't make the bracha until after the kriyashma uber chaysav. But it sounds like for tefillin, you do make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im shachach. You forgot. Oishaya anus. You're an anus. Shalai hayalai tzitzis atvon metchi. You didn't have the tzitzis or tvon before. Or, okay. So, for whatever reason, you didn't have talis atvon before. You could put them on bein aprakim. Vim nizam loy beemtza perak. If, let's say, you get a pair of talis and tefillin in the middle of the perak, yisha mil hanicham ad bein aprakim. Wait to put them on till bein aprakim, kadesh yuchal levarach alim, so you'll be able to make a bracha on them. Now the Dershu asks, then in Siman Nun Daled, Sivkatan Yud Gemel Smashma, you could put them on Be'emtza Perek. Because he says, Im Nizdam Nun Loi Tfilin La'achar Barchu, where the din is Be'emtza Perek, put them on right away without a bracha. That's probably specifically after Barchu, before Yoy Tzarar. But it sounds like in the middle of a perek, you should wait to put it on until Be'emtza perek. Now, it seems that we don't make the bracha on the talis until after Shemoneh Esrei, right? And we do make the bracha on tefillin. What about the bracha on tefillin Shel Rosh? So it sounds like you would make a bracha on tefillin Shel Rosh. What about the psukim that you say, people say, Ve'erastichli la'olam, or u'mei chachmascha, that you should not say, even if you're putting it on between yishtabach and yoytzarar. What about someone who put on tefillin kaidem zmanam, where the din is when the zman comes, you need to feel them and make the bracha, and you forgot, and you realize be'emtza kriya shema that you had not made the bracha. Don't make a bracha until after Shemana Esrei, says the Makar Chayim. I don't understand that. He quotes Rav Moshe, who says that in this case, you can make a bracha bein yishtavach lekavdish. I don't see why you shouldn't make a bracha anytime you're bein haprakam. Rav Moshe says, mikanul haba is considered over lasiyasam. I mean, it seems like there's a svara to say, well, since you're making a low-level bracha because you didn't make it at the time you're putting it on, then we don't allow you to interrupt to make it in middle. Okay.
It's not why would you be allowed to interrupt. Bracha's not active in the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Right now I'm in the middle of davening, so why am I being ma'asik for a bracha?
Ah.
That's a mitzvah.
Even though a bracha is not ma'akev, but it's still a good thing. And, you know, it's no worse than, you know, Shoyal Mipnei HaYira or Meshav Mipnei HaKavod. In other words, there are certain interruptions you're allowed to make. So this is important enough that it, you know, sort of meets the bill that you can make a bracha. Okay. V'hani milu mezdamin la be'emtza brachas yotzer ar y'av rabba. This is all of you. It occurred in between yotzer ar or in the middle of Avaraba, of Nazam Lo Tfilin Be'emtza Kriya Shema Yaniach Tekef. But if you get Tfilin in the middle of recitation of Shema, put on right away. Why? Ki kol teva v'teva shel Kriya Shema mitzvah sheyeh alav Tfilin. For each and every word of Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah to have Tfilin on you. V'hahanacha tia bebracha. And the putting it on should be with the bracha. Wow. So in other words, again, let me get this clear. You forgot to put on tzitzis and tefillin. Now you got a pair. So the halacha is you make a bracha on the tefillin, bein haprakim. What about be'emtza haperek? So the Mishnah Berurah says wait until bein haprakim, so you can make a bracha. However, in the middle of Shema, you need to put it on right away. And it sounds like you need to make a bracha right away, even be'emtza perek. Yeah? Is that what he's saying? That's what it seems to be saying to me, that you need to put it on be'emtza perek. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's what it seems. Anybody have a comment on that? In other words, v'hanocha tia be'bracha, to me it sounds like it's even if you're putting it on the emtza haperek, okay? Talis. Debitzitzis enoi choivas gavra. Ah, now the Ramah says the minug is that some say don't make a bracha on either talis or tefillin until after Shemana Esrei, and that's what we do legabe talis. What's the difference between a bracha on talis and tefillin? Why is a bracha on tefillin less of a hefsek than a bracha on talis? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The tzitzis ain't a chayvas gavra. Tzitzis, there's no obligation on a person that they have to wear tzitzis. There's no chiv to wear tzitzis. Shema ain't like talis paltim tzitzis. If you don't have a four-cornered garment, you don't have to put on tzitzis. V'yuchal likros kriya shema b'li tzitzis. And you could say shema without tzitzis. By the way, earlier, the Dershu quotes Zim Chavdas Akhatan Gimel, Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Zohar that if you say shema without tzitzis, you're made eder sheker, just like tefillin. I would say that's not bechlal, not a question. The Zohar says that, so there's a Kabbalistic reason, but there's no halachic reason. There's no halachic reason to wear. Tzon Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though it's made Eidah Sheker, it's still not enough of a reason to be Mavarich on them Bein HaPrakim, because it's not a Chayva Gemura, it's just Ratzoy. Tefillin is a Chayva Gemura. Fine. I mean, that's a nice way of saying that, you know. Stam, a person has to know a basic idea that there's a difference between what it says in the Gemara and what it says in the Zohar. The Gemara, there's a chiyuv midaraisa, a person has to wear tefillin. And if you don't, you're made eder sheker when you say Shema. The Gemara doesn't say that by tzitzis. The Zohar says it. Certainly it's a worthy thing to do. but it would not warrant a hefsek. Okay. Therefore, alkein mikri hafsaka idea bracha. To make a bracha on tzitzis would be considered a hafsaka. Aval tefillin du chayves agov tefillin, which is an obligation on the body, on the person, began built a tefillin, who committed eidos sheker ba'atzach Hashem, and without tefillin, it's like being made eidos sheker, sho'imer uksharetam ve'inenu koishar, alkein aktinon kedei rishayna d'loi chashiva hafsik. By the way, I have another possible distinction between tzitzis and tefillin. How could not wearing tzitzis being made eidos sheker? It's made eidos sheker because it says ukshartam. But where in the first two biblical parshas does it say you have to wear tzitzis? Oh, the third parsha! Not everybody says third parsha daraisa. Meaning, according to most shittais, even though we're machmer that all three are daraisa, but according to most shittais, only the first or the first two, so there would be no meyer edo sheker, either third parsha. Okay, anyway, that's, I think, another svara. V'chozel le'inyin ha'brach, this is all legabe, one second, sh'ayma, al-kein ha'ktin k'dei rishon l'chashiv ha'hefzik, therefore, legabe tefillin will go like the first day of that it's not a hefzik. V'chozel le'inyin ha'bracha, this is all regarding the blessing. Aval ha'lvisha levada mutter, but you could put on a talis. U'la'achar ha'tfila yimashir tzitzis varach, and after the davening, you'll move around your tzitzis and make a bracha. U'mashir beis yosef, you could even put on the talis in the middle of the parak. Levad mi parak rishon shel kriya shema, except for the first parsa of Shema. What would you say? Could you put on tefillin in the middle of the first parsa of Shema? I think so. I think he said before you could. You know, in other words, because every single word of Shema, it's a mitzvah to have tefillin on you. Because of Prima Gadim writes, that we conclude like the compromise of the Rama, that legabe tefillin, you could make a bracha bein haprakim and even beemtza haperek, and not for tzitzis. V'heichoshu yosh v'esekneset nesvayis leishabli talis, l'kulei alma yachal levarich alav bein haprakim. Let's say you're sitting in the shul, and you're embarrassed to sit without a talis. Then you could make a bracha? I don't understand that. You're embarrassed to sit without a tzitzis, but who knows whether you made a bracha or not? What is the fact that you're embarrassed to sit without? You're putting on the talis. The issue is not whether you're putting on the talis, you're putting it on.
Everyone's putting on, make a bracha. As I've many asked before.
You're embarrassed to what?
Once you're putting it on, so make the bracha.
I know, but he already said you're allowed to put it on, be'emtza perek. The levisha is not a hefsek. Now the Shaila, so what's he just says, v'chol zel inya bracha. Levisha is mutter, ula achar tefillah yamashmesh. But if you're embarrassed not to wear a talis, everyone agrees you can make a bracha. Why? I'm wearing the talis already. Okay, let's see. The Dershah has some good stuff on this. He quotes Rav Vosner that this comment comes from the Even HaEzer, who holds that you're not allowed to put on, that the Levisha is a Hefsik. And it's only Mutter Mimnei Kavod HaBriyos. So therefore you can make a bracha. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the atifa is always mutter, and the bracha is always usur, so even if you're embarrassed, you're not allowed to put it on. In other words, that's what we're asking. Meaning, you could read the Mishnah Berurah, and you could come out that if you're embarrassed, you're allowed to make a bracha. And Rav Vosner says, no, you read it wrong. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah means. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting a line. That line is in an achron who holds that wrapping yourself in a talis is a hefsek, and you're ordinarily not allowed to do it. But if you're embarrassed, then, taka, you're allowed to wrap, and you can make a bracha, because according to him, there's no difference between the levisha and the bracha. Because it's going in the shita, the Even HaEzer, that levisha itself is a hefsek.
It's a bit misleading the way
you were
right.
I'm asking to you, but I don't it's hard to say Mishnah Berurah wrote that way, that he wrote it in a way that it's lefi the shita of the Evan Ezer, but according to what he just said, Yitaka can't make a bracha. So Reb Chaim Knievsky has another beer in this. The other beer is, if you're stam putting it on because you want to put it on, so you're not mechuyev to put it on. Why are you putting it on? You don't have to wear tzitzis by davening. So you're putting it on. So fine, you're allowed to put it on. It's not a hefsek, but you can't make a bracha. But if you're mizbayesh, now there's an inyan of kavod abriyos, then there's a din you put it on, then you can make a bracha. I'm not sure, very interesting.
The same as bias creates the chiyuv to wear the stalos now? Or put a risk?
It's mutter mitz.
We see by misbayesh that a person can even on Shabbos Kodesh wear without our campus, no? Without. Cover the bias from an Indian.
Yeah. Could I try a third shot in this Mishnah Berurah? I want to try a third shot. The Mishnah Berurah said that Levisha is not a hefsek. But the bracha is. But what if I'm embarrassed just to put it on? Because everyone's looking at me like the guy didn't do an atifa like everybody else does. So if you're embarrassed to sit, maybe that means you're embarrassed to sit without doing an atifa. So then you're doing an atifa, then you can make a bracha. Not mashma, because it says leishev, but maybe that's why you can make a bracha.
Say similarly, it's, you can be embarrassed to be a mashmish afterwards, to say a bracha to people afterwards, and see, you know, moving around the stalls, making a bracha, similarly, but also not mashma.
Mm-hmm. Okay, speak to your people. Okay, Rabbi said, good to see everyone. We're going to keep the comments. On the writing comments, please keep just to the subject matter of the shiur. And if there are any other questions, you could contact on the email from on the site. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Baruch v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.